to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting live down here in Central Florida from Studio E. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is November 26, 2017. Happy to be here after the little break we had there for Thanksgiving. I understand a lot of the hosts did not have their shows, which gave the board ops a couple days off, which is great. I appreciate those guys. I've got Ken in the studio. He's our producer today for the show, and I thank him for his efforts today to come in. Wow, we made it through the Thanksgiving break here, and evidently, I guess there were no ER visits of tryptophan overdoses. Black Friday came and went. I'm actually kind of surprised Black Friday, the snowflakes didn't attack that Black Friday and make it a racial thing, but I haven't heard anything about that yet. But let's not count it out. The children are misbehaving, and it's probably possible they'll come back and say you can no longer use the term Black Friday. I did not participate personally in Black Friday. I buy throughout the year. Don't really see the need to stand in line and fight for a product and push people aside to get my item. I don't care for that, and so I do not participate in the Black Friday tradition. And I did see across the nation there were certain instances that happened, violent instances, somebody grabbing for the same thing and pushing somebody aside and violence. And, you know, here we are in the season of caring and giving, Christmas, Christianity. I'm going to say that because it's in the name Christmas. And but people don't act very, very nice to one another during this holiday. I try to exclude myself from the commercialism from all this buying presents, and it's so far away from what the tradition is about, and I just don't want to participate in that that commercialized side of Christmas. Well, you know, I came by the malls, and I wondered why the shopping, the parking was so sparse, and I thought, well, how is this possible? I'm one of those guys that questions about everything. It has to make some sense, or I just have to kind of pick at it and figure out why it is what it is. What I see has to be confirmed by the data, the raw data. And I see a parking lot at Walmart and Target. There's no Kmart out here in Florida that I found. And so I see empty parking lots or sparse parking lots. I have to say, why is that possible? Well, we had Donald Trump go on his tour here in Asia, trying to work a deal out with the president of China on a trade deal, a fair trade deal, not a free trade deal, a fair trade deal. And I see, you know, he's talking about lowest unemployment in 17 years, 4.1%. I think I even saw a 3.9. I'm not actually sure what the number they're giving now is. It varies back and forth between 3.9, 4, and 4.1. So let's just take 4.1. Let's say that. So I think myself, 4.1% unemployment. So why aren't people out shopping? Evidently, they're employed. Such a low number. They must be employed, and they're out there enjoying the Christmas holiday, buying their wants, their needs, whatever they want. And I don't see that. So, which brings me back to what I want to call this is economic balderdash. I'm going to be polite about that. Balderdash. That's a word we don't use quite often anymore. Very, very popular back in the 1800s. We've got a little harsher with the term these days, but I like balderdash. Michael Rivera likes to use bovine excrement. That's a good one, too. I'm not going to steal that from him. That's his. I'll stick with balderdash. And I go back to my high school years and had a class in business law at Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis, Indiana. And on the very first day, Mr. Vargas, we called him Mr. Vargas, not by his first name. We showed him respect. He would write on the chalkboard, ignorance is no excuse in the law. And he would also say there are three kinds of lies. There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. So when I think about these 4.1% unemployment, the lowest in 17 years, that's what I remember, the statistics. It's a lie. It's not truth. So what is the truth? You know, I'll estimate unemployment right now because people fall off the radar when they stop getting their benefits and they give up. They're very frustrated. But they're saying now anywhere from 95 to 100 million Americans are able to work and not working, about 100 million people, 95 to 100 million people. That's nearly a third of our population. If we have a population, I think 308 million right now. So it doesn't quite make any sense to have these a booming stock market, low unemployment numbers, and people are not buying, shopping. And those who probably are probably on the edge of collapse anyway. I've seen that happen before where people are on the edge. They're going to file bankruptcy at the beginning of the new year. They buy the goods on credit, don't have the cash. And when the new year comes in and they say, hey, we went out with a blaze of glory here. We got everything we wanted. We filed bankruptcy. So you screw your credit up for 7 years. I guess they're willing to ride that out. I wouldn't. It's crazy logic, but some people think that way. So we're all thankful for this holiday season. We're thankful for this last Thanksgiving here. I'm thankful for my family, a very supportive wife, a supportive mother and father, my daughter, my grandchildren, everybody healthy for the most part. And you can't ask for much more than that. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you don't have anything because you're going to end up giving your money to everybody else to try to get your health back. So I say clean living, healthy living. And save your money. You'll be a wealthier man. So when we talk about thanks, and I'm thankful, we're all thankful for certain things. But I want to highlight somebody who wasn't thankful or grateful. And let me give you a little scenario here, what's going on. There was a gentleman, a father by the name of LeVar Ball. His son, along with two other college players, went to China. And evidently they were caught shoplifting. They were there for a basketball exposition, and they were caught shoplifting and detained in China. Well, that was the same time that President Trump was over there meeting with China's ruler, their president, on working out a trade deal. So he caught wind of it. The players were detained. Of course, they take this stuff pretty darn serious in China. So he works behind the scenes, gets a release for the players, gets them sent back to the United States. And then we have a father of one of the sons. The son was named D'Angelo Ball. His father, LeVar Ball, was very, very ungrateful, not willing to give a thank you to our president, who had to break away from his schedule, evidently, to take care of this problem that didn't have to happen to begin with. So Chris Cuomo on CNN, this is the first time I couldn't believe I actually heard this or saw this on CNN. Chris Cuomo had a bit with the father, sat down in a 22-minute, 18-second interview with LeVar Ball over his son's detainment and release. And I was quite surprised that the liberal mainstream media, CNN, actually went after, basically put the father on the hot seat. I liked it, actually. I was really surprised it happened. So, hey, Ken, if you can go ahead and play that clip, play it up to about 5 minutes and 40 seconds, please.
Tonight, LeVar Ball is here, and he has a message for the president. Mr. Ball, thank you for taking the opportunity.
No problem.
Did you ever think that you would be on CNN discussing geopolitics and the president of the United States?
Never in my wildest dreams.
So, as we live this dream, let's discuss how we got here. Your son was with UCLA. They're playing ball over in China. They get detained with allegations that they stole merchandise from a store. The president finds out about it. He, of course, is in China. He's meeting with President Xi. He gets involved. The boys are released. They get to come back home, which was never a certainty until he got involved. He says that
How do you know it wasn't involved before I even knew that? I mean, he didn't even know they was over there and like that. Okay, what was the reason for him going over there in the first place?
The president was in China to meet with the president of China and discuss trade matters, but he certainly was informed
and that's
about
before
the boys when he was in China, and that's why he got involved, he says.
Okay, he didn't get involved till he got to China?
I don't understand your question.
So he wasn't going over there beforehand?
He was going over there beforehand.
What I'm trying to say is,
what are you trying to say?
It wasn't like he was in the U.S. and said, okay, there's three kids in China. I need to go over there and get them.
Okay.
That wasn't the thought process.
All right.
Okay.
Right.
What we're talking about right now is a lot of stuff about my son just because his last name is Ball. We're not even talking about the other two kids.
Well, we're talking about your son.
Thank you.
We're talking about your son.
I'm talking about my son, too.
Right, but we're talking about your son because of you and what you said. This isn't
because
picking on your son. It's because of how you inserted yourself into this and seemed to disrespect the president's efforts.
It's when somebody asks me a question. That's not disrespectful if I feel nobody did anything. I don't have to say go around saying thank you to everybody. I mean,
you don't have to go around saying thank you to everybody.
I didn't shake his hand. He didn't have to say that, but I'm just saying. If I have to know what somebody's doing before I say thank you. I'm just not going to go around saying thank you.
All right, so let's...
Now, you come and shake my hand and meet me or meet my son or anybody and then say, you know what, maybe I can help you out.
Let's
do it that way. But just because people say things, you know, it's supposed to be true, like, hey, I stopped them from saving 10 years. Maybe we was doing some talking with some other people before he even got there. So I'm saying... There's a lot of other matters to go around for the president to deal with that's political.
All right, let's take one step back.
I mean, as far as me, let me deal with my son and let him do what he's going to do.
All right, Mr. Ball, let's take one step back because you seem to have doubts about what the president did. You said you were talking to people.
No, I don't have no doubts about what he did. I got doubts of what he didn't do. How's that?
You have doubts not about what he did, but what he didn't do.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. If I'm coming to get you, let's say I'm coming to get you out of trouble. If I'm coming to get you out of trouble, you best believe I'm going to take you with me. So if I come over here and say, excuse me, sir, whoever, can you do something for this kid or this person and allow me to take them with me? That's if I'm doing something for somebody.
All right, so
I'm not going to come over there.
Let's just
say,
get right to it.
So, let's be a little lenient on it, but I'm out of here.
All right, is what you're saying that because the president of the United States didn't bring the boys home with him, he therefore didn't do enough, or do you think
anything? I didn't say nothing about him. I didn't say nothing about him.
I know, but you're kind of like talking about him without saying his name.
Kids.
I'm just trying to clear up the confusion.
I'm coming back home, and I'm just saying anything. Ain't no confusion.
There's a lot of confusion.
It's just somebody asked me a question, and I gave us a lot of confusion to you.
It's a lot of confusion to me. It is. That's why I needed you on. Do you think the president
helped? Why is it confusing?
Because I don't understand what you're saying. I am concerned. Did you think that the president helped the boys get out?
That's because you have to listen very slowly, carefully.
I'm trying.
Did he help the boys get out? I don't know.
Why do you doubt it?
I don't know. If I was going to thank somebody, I'd probably thank President Xi.
President Xi.
I'll thank him. He's in China. He's the head of...
True.
The president in China.
True. And the president of the United States said that you should thank him.
Somebody can make a suggestion. Somebody can make a suggestion and somebody could do something. You got people that make suggestions. You got people that do things.
I just don't understand
just
your skepticism about it.
A lot of people be like, hey, why don't you be a little lenient? What is the skepticism about? Why are we even talking about this with all these political matters going on in the world?
Well, but this is the one that concerns your
involvement. Somebody's going to go and tweet, and my involvement is always going to be with my son, but I don't have to deal with everybody around me.
I understand.
I just got to make sure he's taken care of.
But the president.
But there's a lot of people that can go around and say, LeVar, this is what I did for your son. I did this for your son. I did this. He'd never be where he was if I didn't do this for him. I'm not trying to hear all that.
I know, but there's
I'm just
saying, difference
when you go
between.
Over there, what are we talking about? We're
on,
talking
LeVar,
about.
There's a difference between
a president
some,
doing something for my son.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. We got it. Now we're on the same page.
Okay.
So the president.
What did he do for my son?
The president says that he spoke to the Chinese president. He says that the boys
okay,
were
that
informed.
Nice. That was nice.
That the involvement of the president of the United States mattered. And that then he wanted some thanks. And instead, you said, who? What was he, Trump, over there for? Don't tell me
he,
nothing.
He wanted some thanks.
Everybody wants to make it seem like
who?
He helped me out.
I mean, you're trying to make it sound like that. I'm just saying.
That's what you said.
I didn't meet Winnie face to face. I know exactly what I said, but you buffing it up like you said that you don't want to say thank you to nobody. No, come meet me
I
like
sound?
A man, shake my hand, and tell me what you've done for me.
I was trying to be much more even. I don't.
Well, there you have it. We have the grateful and we have the ungrateful. Going back and forth here with my board up, Ken, he said, wow, low IQ. No kidding. LeVar Bell, your arrogance and your ignorance is well noted. Amazing that the president had to break away from his talks with the president of China and work out a release agreement to have these three brought back home. Well, it's quite obvious, a failure in parenting by LeVar Ball. And, you know, it's just, it's strange, you know, how somebody can't say thank you or I'm sorry. You know, two phrases you hear very, you know, few times here in American society. I'm not sure why it's so hard for people to say, I'm sorry, thank you. These cost you nothing. LeVar Ball should have done the right thing and said, hey, man, thank you for helping get my son back. Because you realize that if Donald Trump had done nothing, they take this stuff pretty serious, shoplifting. In China, he could have been seeing looking at a 5 to 8 year prison sentence for stealing something so small. So, you know, it's just this ungratefulness. I just can't get it in this season where we're supposed to be thankful for a lot of things and how somebody just can't do the right thing. It boggles my mind. You know, it's like opening that door for the person, the elderly person, and she not saying thank you. I think I'm at least do that. I go out of my way and help people. And, you know, that's not why I do it, for the thank you or anything after that. But it doesn't cost me anything to say thank you. And so I was kind of astonished about this remark, about him not willing to say thank you, Mr. President, for getting my son out of jail and back to the United States. Maybe he was angry he didn't get the Air Force One plane ride back home. He wanted the red carpet. But clearly a failure in parenting by this father. And do you know what? I would like to see, actually, this was a violation of the moral clause of a player from a college team. I'd like to see him sacked, like actually just benched for the season as a little punishment for breaking the moral clause. And I've seen that happen in football quite a bit in college football. So why not extend that out to the basketball ranks? And have him sit on the bench and think about his actions, because he actually did represent the UCLA basketball program over there for that expo. So why not give him a little punishment? Send a message out to other players that there are consequences. So we'll see. We'll see. Don't count on it. But I can tell you right now, I think Donald Trump would not go in that area ever again. He would not intervene in the process ever again in China or anywhere else. I think they just they made it probably difficult for somebody else in the future, I would think, and by not being grateful. So he, you know, President Trump said, I should have just left you there in jail. Yeah, I guess you should have. I'd do it over again. That's what I would have done. I would say, let the chips fall where they may. My mother would say, you made the bed, now you lie in it. It's a phrase I heard quite often. And you know what? With consequences, there's changes in behavior. And that's what needs to be done here, a change in behavior. The arrogance from this father. I can only assume the son is just as arrogant. I could be wrong, but I could assume he's probably just as arrogant as his father. Got a break coming up here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. We're going to go right to the phone lines here. They're heating up right now. I guess I must have said something right or I said something wrong. Let's find out. Let's go to Susie in Arkansas. What's on your mind?
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you great.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you that man has no idea how absolutely sorry but stupid that he sounds. And I was thinking, you know, maybe his son isn't as arrogant. Maybe he really is ashamed of his father. And I have to tell you, I was in China in 1984. And people didn't have cars then. They only had bicycles. And the streets were filled with bicycles. And from what I understood, there was no crime to speak of, because if a bicycle got stolen, the punishment was extremely heavy. In fact, I'm not just sure if it wasn't like stealing a horse that he got rid of you.
Yeah, I was just gonna throw that in there. The analogy that back in the old West, you stole a horse. That was serious because that was your, I mean, that was your way to travel. That was a lot of things.
Your horse was many things.
It was your life, and so they would actually hang you for that. So yeah, I agree. You know, I probably shouldn't generalize. I have not heard this kid speak out at all. I don't think they want him behind the cameras. I think somebody's smart enough to say we better not put the kid behind the camera. He might be just as bad as his father. Yeah, he might be just as bad as his father. I should probably give him a cut him a little slack maybe, but it's quite obvious. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to say thank you and please and show some gratitude. And I think for the future actions, why would a president step in from now on and help somebody if somebody is not even grateful enough to say thank you and show some gratitude? It's a simple thing to do. And I was kind of surprised. I was surprised that CNN actually played that clip and from Steve, I think it was his name, Cuomo. Yeah, Cuomo. And I don't think we're getting a break yet, are we? No. Sounds good. So I know I'm surprised. I'm surprised. It's an easy thing to do to say thank you. And it didn't happen. But, so I would be angry, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous because crime there was very... just really punished severely, and I doubt if it's changed too terribly much. I know it's been 33 years, but right. and I have to tell you, I had a little bit of a brush. I was kind of interested in getting out of there because I didn't realize there were a few things you're not supposed to do. And in those days, I was into running, and I'd get up early in the morning, and I would run. And to watch those folks watch me was really, really funny. But because I did that, I saw a lot of things and did a few things that, you know, they guide your tour, and they let you see what they want you to. But I went kind of beyond that without even realizing it. You know, we're so free here that... it never occurred to me. And when it came time to leave, they put me under some pressure.
Right. Well, you say free. Here, free in this country, what does that really mean anymore? That's kind of...
Well, to some degree, freer than there, I guess.
There you go.
Now they spy on us as much as they did then. I'm sure then they're spying, because otherwise how would they have known what I did? But and it didn't occur to me that I was being watched. That's what I mean, because at that time we were still freer now or then than we are now.
Very so. Very good. Anything else to share with us, Susie?
No, I know you got callers.
Yep, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Got it. We go to Mike in Maryland. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Since you're into quirky 80s music, how about some Susie and the Banshees? How about that?
I don't know that artist. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. She's English. She's kind of like out there. But I want to talk briefly about your topic today. And if I can, go back 3 weeks and talk about something that you broached earlier. But the topic today, if I was Donald Trump, I would tell the president, I would ask him, see, listen, these guys are wrong. They stole... give them 6 months in prison, don't rough them up too bad, and then fine them like $5,000 or $10,000, you know. Let them learn their lesson, because those clowns got off scot-free. That's what I would do. But your hot topic about 3 weeks ago...
Hold that, Mike. Hold that thought, Mike. We'll go right back to you. Hold that thought.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Go back to the phone lines here. I just want to say one thing, is that this entire show is not going to be about this topic matter. I have several topics to talk about, but the reason I wanted to bring it up is because we are in the giving and thankful season. That's the reason I want to talk about this. I don't want to spend too much time on this father who is very ungrateful for Donald Trump intervening and helping his son get it back. So, Mike in Maryland, I agree with you 100%. Maybe that would have been a nice punishment. 6 months in a jail, a little bit of hard times to send a message. Like I said, hardship changes behavior. And evidently there's some bad behaviors there. There's no reason for somebody going to the country, representing this country and representing the school, UCLA, and stealing from a merchant there. So I like that idea. If you've seen the movie Midnight Express with Brad Davis and Randy Quaid, which is a very powerful movie, and a true story being put into a Turkish prison for, they were trying to smuggle drugs in. But basically the same thing. We're kind of lenient here in this country on some things, crime. We have over a million people in jail and prisons these days. So I like your thought of thinking maybe a little punishment, staying 6 months in jail there to teach them a lesson, then come back and pay a fine, and also maybe be off the team. Go
well,
back to
know,
Mike.
I'm sorry. I mean, those athletes, they're in a sense ambassadors from the United States. They need to put their best face forward, and that really diminishes our standing in the community. But I wanted to talk about a topic you had just briefly, because I know you get a lot of callers. You got a great show, by the way. But Bob Birdall, you mentioned him about 3 weeks ago, and I was kind of stunned because I thought for a minute I was listening to CNN. I think Birdall should have been put in front of a firing squad. That's what I think he deserved for deserting his post.
Well, hold on a second. I think you missed part of the show. You got to go back and re-listen to the archives on that show. The point I was making was I was in the military, and I saw people getting in the military who should have not been allowed to enter the military. I had one guy in front of me that confessed to every crime, every drug he's ever done, and several of the branches said, no, we won't take him. The Army did take this individual, and he probably didn't do very well in the military. He probably got himself in a lot of trouble. Well, he may have even ended up in Leavenworth. All I know was the problem was we had a Pentagon that was dropping the ball for a while, lowering the standards in order to get enough recruits because people were not being retained in the military. So the question I had was if he had a history of some mental illness prior to going in the military, they simply looked the other way because they needed a body. So keeping this in mind, if that's the situation, and I would like to look back at the military records, like I said, somebody who has a military, not a military, but a mental profile will have some hospitalizations, some counseling sessions. It'll all be documented. I'd like to see his file to see if he actually has any of that stuff in his files. Because if he did, this is nothing that just happened while he was in the military. And then we also add in the post-traumatic stress disorder, it being a captive.
Well,
I mean, hold on a second.
I think this is all staged. Notice how well treated he was. He didn't come back half starved or banged up. I think this was done. I think his father kind of looked like an Anglo-Taliban. He even spoke the Pashtun language. So I think this is a ruse in order to exchange an American so Obama would release four rabid terrorists. I think the fix was in on that. And that's why I think he should be put in front of a firing squad. And I think it's a leap to think that he's mentally disturbed. Even if he was, he still should be shot.
Well, you see, that's the weird thing about it is, you know, if you're mentally disturbed, you don't know what you're doing. And I do believe there's some consequence. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of on a different side here, both back and forth. My wife said, what if he actually was mentally ill? I mean, who in their right mind would actually venture off a secure base into enemy hands? It's pretty stupid. I mean, you got to be something wrong with you to do that. And so, that, like, going back to the story I told about when I was in the military.
Unless he was told to do that.
It's hard to say. But there was a trade, and so some terrorists were, supposed terrorists, were released in his in an exchange program there. But you also remember back at in Guantanamo Bay, how many of those people have never, first of all, seen, never been charged with anything, are deemed the enemy of terrorists without due process. And so the rule of law is not, definitely doesn't fall in their favor. So, you know, I just had to, I questioned what actually to do with this individual because what they gave him, where they may have not put him in prison in Leavenworth, they gave him a death sentence in that nobody will want to touch him, nobody want to hire him, unemployable. They ruined his life. But what if he really was mentally ill and simply walked off the base because he was mentally ill and the government knew that he was and brought him in anyway? Because like I said, the no bodies, we need more bodies. We can't continue doing what we're doing now and nation building and going into other countries without troops. You need people. And I saw a lot of I saw that they dropped the standards. And just look at as an example, look at Abu Ghraib prison. All those people that went along and did the humiliation tactics to these detainees, that's not normal military people thinking. Those have to be people that came in the military by dropping the standards.
I don't think for one second those people did that on their own. I think they came from orders on high.
That's possibly true. The small fish always gets fried. You're right. There probably were some in that situation, but nobody up higher the chain, food chain there, got any trouble over that. But we're talking about the element, and this was a black eye on our military, the exposure of all these things. And that's just a small bit of what we know. Think about, Mike, what we don't know. But the question I made about Bergdahl was, how do you treat this guy? If he really was mentally ill and he walked off a base, and I understand a soldier died trying to retrieve him and bring him back, how do you treat this? Because if the Pentagon dropped the ball and allowed him in the military, then they are responsible for allowing a mentally ill person in the military just because they needed bodies. That's the question I had. I'm not sure yet how to treat this. I don't even know how to treat this because if he was mentally ill, I think it makes a difference of how you treat this and the punishment. That's all I had to say on that.
Well, I just think he got off too much too lightly. That's in my personal opinion.
No, I appreciate that opinion. Like I said, I think he's got kind of a death sentence right now. Think about it. Who's going to hire this guy?
I think some liberal organization wouldn't think twice.
No, I disagree. I think he's a stain. They don't want people like that. People, you got to remember, if you're in the business of retail and you hire a guy like this, people are going to boycott you. And so they're not going to visit your store. You're going to lose revenue. He's not touchable. Nobody wants this guy. And so what's going to happen to him? Who knows? You know, right now his attorney is trying to fight to get him some benefits back as he served, I think, 9 years in the military. But I would like to see his chart. Everybody in the military has a chart, a profile that tells everything about your from day one basic training to the very last day you were in the service. There is a profile that tells everything about you, your shot records, everything you can think of, every hospitalization, every counseling session you've ever had. You have a file on you. I want to see that file. I got a funny feeling that file has been thinned out, because that would be a black eye on them allowing somebody in the military who shouldn't have been there in the first place because of mental disease. And I've seen how these charts can be purged. They call it file 13, trash can, the shredder. I wouldn't be surprised. That's exactly what we'd be looking at, that situation.
Well, thanks for taking the call. I'll hang up and let somebody else talk, but I think you just got off way too lightly. Thank you.
You got it, Mike. Thank you. We go out to Illinois. Rob in Illinois, what's on your mind?
Scuba Steve, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, new microphone. I don't know how long it's been. Regarding Bergdahl there, he did get off lightly. He should be released to have a jail sentence of some sort. And as far as anybody hiring him, well, he can just join the long list of unemployment. And then he'll probably just be just in time for all that universal income that they're trying to push on us. How about that? He doesn't have to worry about employment because he's just going to get taken care of like everybody else with your $2,300 a month, you know?
Well, yeah, you make an interesting point there. Actually, I've checked into that, in that actually he would be excluded from benefits. So he would not be able to, at least under the my understanding, would not be able to file for unemployment and get any kind of assistance through the government because of his discharge and what actually happened to him, his situation. So I don't think he would be on the taxpayers' back. Hey, Rob, your mic is kind of funky there. Can you get closer to your mic?
How about now?
Did he drop?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. That sounds better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I took the mic off.
Okay.
I like the hands-free. Sorry, I'm addicted.
Okay.
Can we go back to, I want to get off the military thing because I got too much to say because, you know, they screwed it up. We got more than a black guy in the military. We got a bloodied face. Obama spent a lot of time getting rid of the best of the best, you know, our top generals, people like Flint, who actually knew how to
and we're fighting for America, not against it, you know, trying to sabotage everything, you know, and general after general and commander after commander, they just, when you get rid of the best, then it trickles down and then down the ranks, and then you just got to, you know, a scantle crew of people, you know, under all these branches. So we do have a bloody face. And for what we're fighting for and what they're trying to do right now, you know right now how they just issued, they want to let people that are already diagnosed with mental illnesses into the military. I think you've even spoken about this in one of your past shows. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, how they're letting that happen. You know, they're not fighting for America. They're fighting for the corporations. They're fighting for the heroin in Afghanistan, which is up to $1.5 trillion a year and over 10 kilotons of heroin coming out of Afghanistan every year. That doubled from last year. Can you believe that?
I do.
That's what they're over there for.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
So they're not fighting for America. They're fighting for, you know, the New World Order, the CIA's drug running, and so on and so forth. Again, that's a hot topic. I want to get off of that. I initially was going to call about the ball incident.
Yeah.
One thing is not being spoken about is that Zuckerberg, Mark Greenberg, affiliated and relative of one of the Rothschilds, he is offered that he's got a little he's starting this little thing on his Facebook thing where they're doing like these episodic episodes like TV shows, and the balls are part of that. So basically what's going on is we're getting a lot of promotion for this. Zuckerberg's getting a lot of free promotion for their episodes with the Ball family. And the father's coming off with the flag. He probably is trash. You know, he probably is one of those trash human beings out there and doesn't, you know, I don't know, for some reason thinks he's God's gift and things should be handed to him and his son, and his son's so great, and his son's got a free ride at the UCLA and all this other stuff. But, again, this goes back to Zuckerberg and what you were saying what he was saying in an interview. How does Donald Trump know that other people weren't talking to get him released? There's nobody else, unless Zuckerberg thought he was going to pull up. Fast one through their communist party. I don't know.
Yeah, but like I said, you know, what does it cost you? Let's say that Donald Trump had a small part because wheels were already in motion for this these students players to be released back to the United States. But what does it hurt when somebody breaks away from their schedule? And we know he did because he heard about it. You know, when he's over in China, he has advisors around him that tell him everything that's going on. He knows what's going on. And if a U.S. citizen has been detained for shoplifting, you can bet somebody's going to say, Mr. President, got a couple students from UCLA over here did something stupid, and they've been detained for shoplifting. So he knows about it.
Trump did a big deal. Trump could have ignored it just like Obama ignored. You know, there's people still in other countries that were under Obama's administration, you know, and Obama ignored it. Trump could have done the same. And then, of course, Trump would have got criticized about it because they would have been a stink out of it. But nonetheless, Trump stepped in. He says, look, you know, I'm here, boom, boom, boom. He was trying to make good relations. This is, you know, it was definitely a positive in this thing. Most you see it as a positive. I know I see it as a positive because we're good people. That's what good people do. When I'm in a grocery store and I cross someone's path or whatever, I say, excuse me. And then they cross my path. And I say, thank you. You know, that's how we are. That's what being good people is, you know, whether you're Christian or otherwise. Good people have manners. Good people are appreciative. Good people don't take things for granted. So on and so forth. You know, so let's just leave this up. That this is thuggery. This is promotion. The best case scenario is Trump should have left them there to rot or get 7 days of experience being in a Chinese prison and see how they come back. And see what big shots they are then. And let's put another thing here. If this guy, these three guys, went over to China and they were shoplifting in China, guess what? They're doing it here in America. If they're thieves in China in a foreign country on a trip with UCLA to do this big promotional game, basketball game and so on, they're doing it here in America. They're thugs here. They're shoplifting here. See what kind of records they have here. Well, how many times they're getting off here in America? How about that?
I totally agree.
You don't visit a foreign country to go, oh, well, I'm in a foreign country. I'm from home. I'm a shoplift. No, if you're doing it somewhere else, you're doing it at home, too. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. This is not a first-time thing, and it's pretty stupid to do it. But, yeah, you're right. This is not the first time they've done this. And like I said, it's just to say, Mr. President, thank you. You know, it would have cost you nothing. But the very idea that he didn't... Right. He wouldn't give credit where it was due, and this will probably affect other people who may be detained in other countries at a future time. I mean, Donald Trump is the kind of guy, you know, if you don't, you can't appreciate something he's done and taken his time to do, well, why would he do it again? This could end up being like one of those Brad Davis, Randy Quaid deals in a Turkish prison or some other prison far away. Remember that movie Midnight Express? And so there you go.
Let's leave it this, Steve. The father ball and son ball are representing everything that's wrong in America today. Everything we're trying to get over, everything that we're trying to get rid of, everything we're trying to get back to a good nation of good people, respect, prosperity, et cetera, et cetera. Can I push on to something else here? You know, in Las Vegas over the Thanksgiving, there was 8,000 people in line for free turkeys. They only had 2,500 turkeys to give out. 5,500 people left there with their faces in their hands crying without turkeys. That's how bad America is right now.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, Steve. We'll talk
to you. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before.
We're back. This just is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins sitting in. Well, I think I'm going to go off that topic for a while. Thanks versus ungratefulness. Nothing more to really say on that situation. I was really kind of surprised that Cuomo actually had that on CNN. So he found it quite disturbing also. As liberal as the mainstream media CNN was or is, they did call it out, bad behavior. So, and a father who evidently wasn't appreciative of the efforts of Donald Trump. So one of those things. So it reminds me of that Seinfeld episode of The Wave. You know, you let somebody in traffic come into you, your path. They go ahead of you, and they don't give you that wave. It kind of irritates you a little bit, you know, to give them. They could be standing in that long, long line, and instead, you know, you're nice. You say, I'll wave you in, but they don't give you that wave back of thank you. So I can understand his frustration and his anger. And so if Donald Trump does not in the future intervene in any other international affairs with confinement, detainment, well, there you go. There is a reason why. So that's the way it goes. And I'm sorry that Mike didn't like my music, my 80s music. I guess I'm just one of those old baby boomers. And to me, the music actually helps the show. It really just kind of brings you that feeling, you know. And so you're not going to hear any hard stuff on this show here. So let's get to something else that I am definitely affected by down here or concerned about. And as you know, I moved down here from California. Northern California, where the fires were. Actually got lucky, and I missed all that. And I was in constant communication with my good friend Ron McDonald down there, over there, and getting the daily updates of what was really going on. And we're going to talk about that on Monday, as I'm going to sit in for John Stadmiller on his show. And of course, Ron McDonald is a regular on every Monday, so please, you know, tune in for that show, because we're going to be talking about some abnormalities, some irregularities on that whole fire I want to talk about that came to my attention from some other people on the ground in Northern California. So we'll talk about that a little bit also. So what I want to talk about next is something that came to my attention. As, like I said, I moved down here from California to Central Florida, and I ended up selling a lot of items I wish I had not sold. You have to kind of purge, I guess you might say, and get rid of things. So you get down here and I find out later on I shouldn't have sold that. I need that now. So I'm finding myself surfing and looking around on websites like letgo.com and Craigslist and to find those items I need. So I found a nice desk on Craigslist in Orlando, and I need it for my office, and I end up making a really pretty nice studio here, soundproof studio. More after this break. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.